Okay, tough loss today. Not really obviously what we come up here for. We knew it was going to be a tough place to play. Thought it was a great environment. Appreciate all the Packer fans here today. Offensively, you know, our balance wasn't, you know, quite where we wanted it to be. I thought we ran the ball well. I had a couple, you know, untimely holding calls in the run game. Put us in long down distance. I don't know if I think we overcame that, but pass game was up and down, you know, as far as the handling of the football. Defensively, I thought they did a number of good things, particularly holding the field goals, keeping us in the game there at the end. Special teams, you know, we obviously gave up the return, so that was a, you know, big play in the game. Had to block field goal. So they made more big plays than we did, and this is where we are. So we got Tampa next week. We got an opportunity to get to 11 wins. Everything we want to accomplish is in front of us, and that'll be our focus as we try to get back to Green Bay and correct the video tomorrow and move on to Tampa. With that, I'll take your questions.
What did the Bills' defense do, Coach, to get Aaron out of rhythm and seem?
Well, I thought, you know, the Bills' defense really played, I mean, they played their scheme. They overloaded some formations with coverages, and but, you know, it's. I thought the upfront battle was good. So I thought their coverage, they're all over us, you know. And, you know, we just didn't make enough plays.
Mike, is that one of the worst games you've ever seen Aaron play? I mean, you don't expect that.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, it's, you know, I don't think this is all about Aaron's performance. I think we'll look at it, and he'll be the biggest critic of himself. So as far as, you know, the things that went on, you really need to get back to the video. We weren't sharp. You know, there's no doubt about it. In a passing game, that's not the kind of numbers that we're used to, you know, producing. So we will go back and we'll learn from it.
Is it a tough spot for JC coming in there to replace Brian?
Yeah, JC, you know, that last call is my fault. I had another play in mind, and I should have went with it. So the result would have been different. So I in that particular spot, I should have helped him on that play. So that last fumble was my fault based on a protection call.
When the defense is when their line's pretty good, they can get a lot of pressure with four. What challenges does that create for?
I think it's arithmetic. I mean, if you can rush four and play coverage with seven, it's a lot better than rushing five and playing coverage with six. So I mean, it gives you more time to squat on, you know, certain routes, because you got help over the top or you got help coming from underneath and things like that. So, but I thought our line blocked them well.
Mike, it's been a long time since you guys even have a special teams return. Yeah. Are you using your core guys there? Is the personnel different, or what did you see happening?
No, we had Chris Banjo was up today, so it was good to see him with that opportunity. I can't tell you the specifics, you know, as far as the kick. You know, ball placement wasn't 100% today, so I mean, that's something we'll look at and how that affects the coverage unit. And so, and that's why you got to go back and correct it and learn from it.
Mike, why do you think your guys struggled with catching the football today?
I thought the weather was great. I mean, I don't think you know, between Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Buffalo, New York, I mean, you do cartwheels for a day like this. So. Yeah, I don't have an answer for you.
Don't play, mate. Don't play, don't shoot. 1, 2, 3.